Reuters was reporting earlier this week that Brazil was muscling in on some of the U.S. commodities. Kim, is there much truth to that?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely true. You look at the corn market right now, Brazil's been taking those exports, Argentina to a certain degree. You look, 3 out of the last 4 years, Brazil's had a record corn crop, and that third year that wasn't a record was a near record. You go back 20 years, that'd be the 99-2000 marking year. Brazil exported essentially 0% of the world's corn exports. This year, they're exporting 22%. Now, we mentioned Argentina. Over that same period, they went from 2% to 20%. So we've seen those South American countries come in and take U.S. corn exports. And the degree of that is U.S. exports in that 20-year period of percentage of the world has went from 65% down to 29%.
Overall, if we look back even further, have we seen this before?
Oh yeah, we've seen it before. We saw it with Brazil and soybeans. You can go back to the late 1970s, 1980s. Brazil started their soybean production. Japan, China started going to Brazil relative to the United States. And you look at their production, know about their exports 4 years ago surpassed U.S. export markets, and now they're exporting 36% more soybeans in the world export market than we are. You look at the Black Sea, what's going on in the Black Sea with wheat in the last 15, 20 years again, really starting about 2007, Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, they export 37% of the world's exports now. And you go back 25, 30 years, they were exporting near zero. Actually, you go back to the 70s and 80s, they were importing wheat. So we've seen it happen in wheat, in the Black Sea countries. We've seen the South American countries come in and take our corn and soybeans.
What's changed in the last 15 years that spurred this to happen?
Well, we just got economic development in those countries. Those countries opened up. They opened up those markets for exports. You know, Argentina a couple years ago took that export tax off of their agricultural products where they were, you know, they had a 30-35% export tax on wheat, corn, beans. They removed that, plus the production. You've had technology moving there and investment moving those countries. Even in the Black Sea area, you've had outside investment come in. They've improved their and continue to improve their infrastructure so they can not only produce it, they can get it to that export market.
What does all this mean for the U.S. producers?
Well, we've got more competition, and when you've got more competition, what you have to do is you have to be efficient, you have to lower your costs, and you have to produce a high-quality product that will compete on the world market.
Okay, thank you very much. Dr. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.